Oh, you know Donald Trump's presidency is falling apart when he can barely speak during a presser because he has a sore throat. He immediately tries to claim that he has a sore throat because he was yelling at another country due to a trade deal. So either a trade deal is falling through, or what I think is more likely, which he didn't say, but we can use our intuition to intuit, that the Epstein debacle, the fact that almost 100 Republicans are flip-flopping and voting against Donald Trump to release the Epstein files, may have his, you know, pants in a bunch. Or the fact that Senate Republicans in the state of Indiana decided to directly snub Donald Trump and not vote to redistrict the entire state. Donald Trump said just a few hours ago, "I will be strongly endorsing against any state senator or House member from the great state of Indiana that votes against the Republican Party by not allowing for redistricting for congressional seats." The point that I'm making is Republicans are legitimately turning on Trump en masse and not voting for his agenda. Only 4 hours after he made that post, he has a sore throat during a presser and he blames it on another country that he was yelling at. Either way you splice it, his trade deals are falling through. The Republican loyalty to him is falling through. And I want to break down this press conference as it dissolves from a sore throat disaster to him just getting pissed off and thrashing about the Epstein files. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you watch until the end. And let's start here with Trump's throat being
sore. Yeah. Mr. President, I have a question about Venezuela, but can I just first ask, the health of the president's always news. Your voice sounds a little rough. Are you feeling all right?
I feel great. I was shouting at people because they were stupid about something having to do with trade in a country, and I straightened it out. But I blew my stack at these people.
Well, it sounds like there's a follow-up there, but can I ask you about Venezuela? You suggested... It sounds like there's a follow-up there, but can I ask you about Venezuela?
I thought you said there was a polyp. And I said,
he can't speak, he can't hear. He thought the guy said there's a polyp in your throat or whatever. But either way, any way you read this, it's indicative of Donald Trump's policy proposals falling through. Just think about this. He had to backtrack on multiple of his tariff policies just yesterday. He legit reversed on some of his largest tariff policies. Now, apparently he's yelling at a country so much so behind closed doors that he loses his voice. A reporter then follows up and says, "Which country were you shouting at?"
You mentioned your voice and you were shouting about trade. Which country in particular upset you? Was it India?
What country wanted to try and renegotiate the terms of their trade deal? And I wasn't happy about it.
But which country was it? People want to know.
Why would I say that to you? I can't believe it.
Would it be too far-fetched if I were to say that Donald Trump may have actually been yelling at Republicans who are trying to expose his relationship to Jeffrey Epstein? Just look at how he begins to act when questioned about the Epstein files, and just remember that 2 or 3 days back, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, who leads the FBI, they pulled in Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert to try to convince her not to vote yes on the discharge petition to release the Epstein files. He is lobbying behind the scenes to not get the files released. We know that he gets uniquely angry. Just a few days back, hear me out, just a few days back, Donald Trump on Air Force One yelled at a reporter to shut up. The only time I've seen him yell over the past 90 days was about the Epstein files. Before that, it was about Elon Musk, who said something about the Epstein files. Take a listen.
You posted on Truth Social last night. You urged House Republicans to vote in favor of this Epstein release bill they're going to vote on tomorrow. I just want to be super clear on your position. Do you want to see that pass the Senate? Would you sign that bill if it gets to your desk?
I do want to say, here's what I want. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman, you look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, they went to his island all the time, and many others, they're all Democrats. All I want is I want for people to recognize the great job that I've done on pricing, on affordability, because we brought prices way down, but they're going way lower.
You posted on Truth Social last night.
I mean, listen to this. Donald Trump yelled at a reporter, quiet.
If there's nothing incriminating in the
He's literally said, quiet, quiet. The only time he gets this mad is when he's asked about the files and he begins to rant about how Democrats are in the files. My dude, the most listed name in the Jeffrey Epstein emails that we've gotten thus far, which were verified, by his estates was you, was Donald Trump. That was the most named name in the Epstein list. Donald Trump shows up in the flight logs. He shows up everywhere. There are more photos of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein than there are of me and some of my family members, than there are of Bill Clinton and some of his family members. Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein have dozens of photos of themselves together. So after Donald Trump was asked about the Epstein bill, he obviously pivots. The reason why he made this post calling for the release of the files is because over 100 Republicans were going to flip on him, were going to vote against his wishes, so he thought he should just join the winning side. You know, when you can't beat them, join them.
From the great job we've done. So I'm all for it. You know, we've already given 50,000 pages. You do know that. Unfortunately, like with the Kennedy situation, with the Martin Luther King situation, not to put Jeffrey Epstein in the same category, but no matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages. 50,000 pages deflect from the great job we've done.
They haven't released 50,000 pages. The DOJ released some documents under the veil of transparency, but these were all half-redacted documents that had already been out in the public. All of the most incriminating, all of the most intense evidence have come from the Epstein estate, have come from the House Oversight Committee. Both Democrats and Republicans released different evidence. But all of this evidence that has made Trump look bad has come from outside places, which kind of tells you, what does that tell you? The DOJ is selectively releasing certain evidence. They are selectively deciding what to release because there's evidence coming from external places. Here's Trump continuing to melt down regarding Epstein.
I believe that many of the people that we, some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. But they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all. And we'll see what happens. What I just don't want Epstein to do is detract from the great success of the Republican Party.
You weren't with Epstein at all? You weren't with him at all? Here's you partying with Epstein, laughing with Epstein, partying with Epstein in a different spot. Here's you with Epstein and your children. Here's you with Ghislaine Maxwell. Here's you with Ghislaine Maxwell again, who, by the way, is getting favorable treatment. Here's Trump Maxwell, Trump Melania, Epstein, Maxwell, over and over. He definitely was with Epstein.
50,000 pages, and it's just a Russia, Russia, Russia hoax as it pertains to the Republicans now.
Two things. First of all, I love the fact that the President of the United States can't even give a press conference without melting down about Jeffrey Epstein. But secondly, I believe that Donald Trump was not yelling about some trade deal. It's far more likely Donald Trump was yelling at other Republicans, whether it's Senate Republicans in Indiana who are refusing to go along with his redistricting, his gerrymandering, his illegal attempt to rig the election, or whether it's Republicans in the House and the Senate who are going to be voting to release the files against his will. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you subscribe, drop a like, and peace out.